We have a ruling from Judge Patricia Joyce, Cole County Circuit Court. Tell me what the ruling is.
Sure. The ruling basically upholds our challenge to Secretary of State Carnahan's misleading and accurate ballot summary for our amendment to prohibit human cloning in Missouri. We had proposed an amendment. Secretary of State Carnahan then proposed a summary that was way out in the left field. We challenged it in court, and the courts have upheld our challenge, and it proves what we've said all along, that our clear, concise initiative would prohibit human cloning and the taxpayer funding of human cloning in Missouri.
We now have new wording. It was rewritten by Judge Patricia Joyce in this particular case. Are you happy with the new wording that she's come up with?
Yeah, we are happy because we think it makes it clear cut for the Missouri voters. It's very unfortunate that Ms. Carnahan's actions have needlessly delayed the democratic process, but now what we have is we have a summary that matches the amendment, which is what's fair to the Missouri voters. So when Missouri voters see their petition, when they look at what's on the ballot, they can rest assured knowing that the summary is the same as the amendment. So we're going to be able to put forth before the voters a clear choice on whether or not they want to prohibit human cloning in Missouri and the taxpayer funding of human cloning in Missouri, and that's what we've asked for all along.
Kurt, there is the question, of course, about a possible legal challenge to this, an appeal. Have you heard any word about that? I have the Secretary's statement in front of me. There's no word here on whether she plans to appeal this. Have you heard anything more on that?
We have not. Obviously they've shown that they'll do anything possible to try and delay or prevent us from putting this initiative before the voters. They scored a minor victory by delaying us, which I think they knew that win or lose in the courts of law, they could delay us. I think that this ruling is a major, a resounding yes on what we've said all along, that they were trying to confuse the voters. So it wouldn't surprise me. We're going to move forward. They can challenge if they want, and we'll see where that leads, but we're not going to let their activities dictate what our strategy is moving forward.
I should ask you as well, time is of the essence here. We're coming to the end of February, and you have to have the signatures into the Secretary of State's office by May. And what are we looking at? About 150,000 signatures. You face quite a challenge.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think, as we've said all along, I think that Secretary of State Carnahan and the allies of those who want to stop an initiative prohibiting human cloning, I think that they knew that by throwing this roadblock up, whether or not it was legal or not, and obviously we now know it wasn't legal, that they could delay the process. And by doing that, obviously, they have shortened the amount of time we need to get our signatures. That being said, we're confident now that we have this language. We're going to move forward. We're hoping to do it on a volunteer. We have a huge statewide volunteer grassroots organization, and we're going to look to them to get these petition signatures for us. And we're looking forward to moving forward.
And you do accept that my contention here that you have a daunting challenge ahead of you to come up with this. Are you still hoping that this is something you can get on? Again, May is the deadline for getting something on a November ballot. Is that what you're shooting for now, or might you put it off until the spring perhaps?
We're looking to get it on as quickly as we possibly can. We're going to look at it. We're going to look at our statewide organization. Obviously, throughout this legal challenge, we've been training our grassroots organization. We've been keeping them updated, educating them. And so, we think they're ready to go. We're going to look at it. And our goal is to get it on the ballot as soon as possible so the Missouri voters can decide as soon as possible. Obviously, the soonest we could do it is November. We'd love to do that. And so that's what we're looking at.
Very good. Thank you very much, Kurt.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Hey, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.